Coming up next on The Breakup Vent.
Very religious. Really? She was not okay with it. And the main thing, her thing was she wanted grandkids. That was her main thing. Oh. Like, I want grandkids. How are you going to have grandkids? You know you're going to have a hard time in high school with this, right? And then I was thinking she was just a hater. No, she is so true. If I could go back, she was so right. If I could go back, I would have never came out. I would have totally just been out without being out, and then after high school I would have admitted it. So I would have lived a normal life. I probably would have been done the fake sports, had a beard, all that stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was horrible coming because I was so miserable. Like, I was truly
during COVID?
No, with him.
Oh
yeah, I was really miserable. Like, towards the end of the relationship, like, I was just like just realizing more and more, like, I am miserable. Like, everything was just horrible.
What was so horrible? Why were you so miserable? What was it? We are here on The Breakup Vent, the number one breakup podcast in the world. I'm your host, Mahogany, and I'm here today with a very amazing, awesome, fantastic, beautiful guest, Sexy Dex.
Hey. Hello, everybody. I'm here. Hey, Sexy Yes. Dex. Yes. Sexy Dex, Bad Dexter, Alan Mike.
Yeah, Sexy Dex, Bad Dexter. He's all of that. Are you excited to be here?
Okay, I'm super excited to be here, to be sitting on the Breakup Podcast with Miss Mahogany, the one and only, the woman, the myth, the legend. This is a big deal.
Yes. I'm like Madonna. Mm-hmm. One name.
Literally.
Madonna. Literally. Cher. Mahogany.
Yeah, that's Beyonce. Me.
Well, she's Knowles, but okay, we'll go with it. Okay.
Period.
Anyway, so are you ready to tell me about your most recent breakup?
I am.
How long ago was your most recent breakup?
Almost 3 years ago.
Oh, 3 years. It's been 3 years.
It's been 3 years. And that was actually my first relationship.
So it was your first relationship and your last relationship.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
All I know is situationships.
Oh, so all your life until then, you've only had situationships.
Mm-hmm. And then now in my prime, in my 30s, I'm getting to know people and not hooking up immediately and like dating and like mixing and mingling and seeing where it goes. And
okay.
I want to be someone's husband and the father to some kids.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're going to get into this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start from the beginning. Where are you from?
I am born and raised from the Valley, from Dublin, California, and then I moved to downtown Oakland, and now I am here in beautiful, the most beautiful place ever, the city of Los Angeles. Yes, Los Angeles. I'm officially a Los Angel. I'm not visiting. I officially moved. It's lit. We're here. Absolutely.
Yeah, you just moved here. How long have you been here?
It will be 3 weeks tomorrow.
Okay, welcome to the city of angels. Okay,
Yeah, you know, I'm here to run it. I'm here to take Natalie's place, you guys.
Oh, okay. Listen, he is a big reality head. Mm-hmm. Like, he loves everything reality. So you're from, do you consider Dublin the Bay? Is that the Bay or no? You're up north.
I am up north. Okay. It's like the outskirts of the Bay.
Yeah.
So it's, technically it's not, but.
How far is it from Oakland?
Like 25, 35 minutes.
Okay. So it's not that far from Oakland. Okay. Awesome. And so let's talk about your relationships from the beginning, growing up. Were your parents married?
They were married. My parents were high school sweethearts.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm,
they broke that off, had their lives, had other kids, and they got back together, got married, and then had me. And they were together for almost 20 years.
Okay. So they broke it off. They broke it off in high school?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had kids?
Mm-hmm.
How many kids did your dad have?
He had two sons and my mom had two daughters.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And then they came together and made you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we began.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? So I was made out of love and I was born out of wedlock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they got married after you were born.
No, I meant like out of wedlock. Like, I mean, I was like, they got married and then out of that wedlock, I was made. So that's okay. So I said it weird. So I was birthed from wedlock.
So they cheated with their partner?
No, they didn't have me until they got married. That's what I meant to say. So, like, I wasn't conceived before it was officially a marriage. So I'm not.
Yeah, so you, wait, yeah. What did you say?
I said that's so weird. I was like, I was born out of wedlock. Yes. But that sounds like I was born outside of the marriage.
Yes, it did.
But I was born inside of it, you guys.
You were born in wedlock.
Yes.
Not out.
Yes.
But in.
Yes.
Push it out. Put it in. Okay, let me see. Okay, good. So they got married and then had you.
Absolutely.
Got it. And did they have any other children?
They did not.
So it's a total of five between your mom and dad. Okay, got it. Are you close with your siblings?
Not like I would like to be, but you know, we all live like our own lives. Yeah. They have families and they're married and all that stuff. So we're all just navigating through the world together.
Yeah.
We pretty much just link up for, you know, holidays and big birthdays.
Okay. Are your parents still together?
No, they divorced the end of my middle school. So I was like eighth grade, ninth grade, my parents divorced. And then my dad moved to Oakland and then my mom stayed in the marital home.
Got it. Okay. Were you sad? Really? You have to think about it. Were you happy that he left? You're like, okay, get out of here.
You know what's so crazy? In the moment, I thought I was happy he left. But then looking back on it, the divorce was sad. Like, that was sad. Like, the actual, like, death of that union. But looking back on it, actually, my parents were never lovey-dovey, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Did they, like, have any fights or anything?
Where all the time. Like, oh, it was extremely volatile. Yes, the home was definitely volatile.
Both parts or one part?
Dad's part was like, there was addiction, and mom's part was kind of, you know, absent. She's working on her career. She's a big name. So she's the first black woman firefighter for the city of Richmond. So So she retired deputy fire marshal. So she was busy in the fire department for like 30 years. You know what I mean? So she wasn't home.
Big ups to your mom. She's a firefighter.
She was a firefighter.
Yeah, you don't see that very often. Like, yes, absolutely. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, she actually, fought big fires. She's fell through burning floors. She's fell through burning buildings. There was a hill. A big hill in Richmond that caught on fire. She actually slid down the hill trying to fight it. My mom has some stories.
Shout out to your mom. That's awesome. Okay, so with that being said, they went through a divorce when you were in eighth grade. Do you feel like that particular relationship shaped the way you viewed and approached relationships?
Absolutely.
Really?
Definitely. It definitely made me love a roughneck. You know what I mean?
Why? Was your dad a roughneck?
Not rough around the edges, but like not in the streets and stuff.
Where did that come from, do you think, then?
That is a great question.
I was like, where did that come from?
I don't know. It might be from when I left private school and went to public school, and that completely turned me out.
Really? Why did you leave the private school?
Oh, man. I thought my life would be better.
Were you acting up?
No,
it was voluntary.
It was actually voluntary.
I
lived in Dublin, but went to school in Oakland. So it was always the commute. And then my family wouldn't take me to hang out with friends. And I was too young to be on BART and stuff, you know. So I didn't do anything. I was just going to school during the week. And I was just during the school hours, didn't do anything after school, this and that. And then when everybody was hanging out on the weekends, I wasn't there. So I was just home alone. So it was like, okay, let me go to school in Dublin so I can make friends that live around my neighborhood.
Wait, you said you were home alone? Your parents weren't there?
No, mom. Dad was in and out, but you know, he
did. Where was he at? Where was your dad?
I mean, probably, you know, Rolling Stone.
Oh, so was your dad cheating on your mom?
He's had moments, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you say he's a womanizer?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Got it. Okay.
So. Okay, well, hold on. Let me not put that on him. Not like an intense womanizer, but like he always keeps some, like a one or two. Like he always keeps like, you know, a two piece and a biscuit. You know,
a two piece and a biscuit. Dang,
candy.
That is wild.
Is that bad?
I mean, I don't think. Was your mom okay with it?
Absolutely not. Yeah. So when she found out, that was definitely the disintegration. Is that the word? Disintegration of the marriage.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That was the end.
Did you know?
I didn't, actually. I was like using his phone one time, and then I saw there was a woman in there, and I told her. And I told my mom not to tell him, and then immediately she told him. And then actually to this day, he still makes little sly remarks to me about that, actually. Because I definitely fumbled the whole house of cards, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't put that on you.
Yeah, here and there he does. And I do kind of feel bad sometimes, because I was like, okay, that was hella messy, and that wasn't my business. But like, I was a kid, so... What do you mean?
Yeah, you were a kid. You know what I mean? And, yeah. You know, he shouldn't have had women in his phone, so... Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
It's wild that people get upset when they do something wrong and they get caught. And they want to blame everyone except the person that should.
Definitely. I definitely think also, blamed. Too... Right. Also, too, I feel like that relationship, too, also didn't have me in healthy situationships or healthy interactions either. You know, even with friends or, you know, people I was sleeping with. It just wasn't healthy. You know, I don't think I knew what healthy was.
Whenever go ahead.
Abuse was... you know, love.
Well, you said they got divorced when you were like about, I guess, eighth grade is 13. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So whenever you say it had you around unsafe places and sleeping with, when did you start sleeping with people? How old were you?
14.
14. When I started. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it was with someone I didn't even know.
How does that happen when you're so young and a stranger? Did this person pursue you?
Okay, well, let me not say it like that. That's what I didn't know. We went to school together, but we weren't friends or anything. So I just knew his name and what he looked like. I didn't know his interests, favorite color. Like, we weren't cool.
Okay, so y'all were schoolmates.
Yeah.
And y'all were like, okay, let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely recommend losing your virginity. Well, hold it as long as you can, but definitely lose it to at least someone you like. You know,
it's so interesting. I hear so many bad virginity stories, loss of virginity stories on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I guess that's just, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, with my situation, it wasn't really bad. It was, well, depending on who you ask, but it wasn't really bad. It was just me definitely making it seem like I wasn't a virgin. That happened. I
made it seem like you told him that you knew what was going on.
No, actually, that conversation never came up. Like,
so what do you mean you made it seem like you weren't a virgin?
Like, I just went into it. Like, I didn't say, oh, I'm new to this. This is my first time. Like, okay. I just went into it. Like,
did he?
Whatever. Oh, yeah. He was definitely around. I was definitely not his first. Probably his first guy, but definitely not his first. Because he was fucking and sucking around all the city.
Oh, good to know. Okay, yeah. Do you want to tell us his name? I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I mean, unless you're going to do it.
No, I'm just kidding. He knows who he is. Hit me up from 14 literally until I moved to Oakland.
When did you move to Oakland?
2024.
Oh, so yeah. He just recently stopped hitting you up.
Yeah, 2023. Yeah.
So like 15 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been a minute. All right, good to know.
You know what's so crazy?
Go ahead.
That's so funny. I actually have a few friends with benefits. They're not even friends. I have a few people that I've been with, and we've been hooking up for almost a decade plus and know like nothing about each other.
So your first sexual encounter was with a guy?
Yes.
So you, your whole life, you do. Mm-hmm. You were not into women.
Pretty much.
Okay, good. And so were your parents okay with this?
Well, my dad was okay with it because he had a brother that was queer. Mm-hmm. And my mom was absolutely not okay with it because she's super religious. Very religious. She was not okay with it. And the main thing, her thing was she wanted grandkids. That was her main thing. Oh. Like, I want grandkids. How are you going to have grandkids? You know you're going to have a hard time in high school with this, right? And then I was thinking she was just a hater. No, she is so true. If I could go back, she was so right. If I could go back, really? I would have never came out. I would have totally just been out without being out, and then after high school I would have admitted it. So I would have lived a normal life. I probably would have been done the fake sports, had a beard, all that stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was horrible.
So tell me, what was the worst, what the worst thing, like what made it so bad that you came out? Like, honestly, is there a particular situation you could think of where you were just like, ugh?
There's a bunch. Actually, there were times, like, you know, like me walking home from school and people yelling faggot out the door. That's another thing. Definitely didn't deal with that at private school. That was definitely public school trash right there. And yeah, definitely screaming faggot out the door, faggot out the windows.
Oh.
You know, definitely people making up rumors, you know, just random guys saying I like them or I said I like them or this and that. So getting them, trying to fight me, all this stuff like that. Oh yeah. Yes, absolutely. People all up in my business. And then also too, me being out there, guys wouldn't even want to be seen around me. Like, I used to have people that wouldn't even want to walk like in the same vicinity of me because they didn't want anyone to think we were cool, we were connected, we were anything. Yeah, it's been intensive. So definitely I would never done that because, you know, automatically people are in my business and I can't stand people in my business. So I'm like, yeah, we'll go back and not do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you felt like you pretty much had a target on your back.
Absolutely. And I'm black and I was hella fat and I had glasses. Girl, it was a nightmare.
No.
It was a nightmare.
But the person that you were with didn't feel this way about you, your first encounter.
No.
Yeah.
No, actually he didn't.
Oh, good.
I didn't feel fat. I didn't feel gross. I didn't feel anything. Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. And so y'all went to the same school. Was he after this? Because y'all didn't know each other. Like, y'all weren't familiar with each other. Did y'all still hang out? Were y'all friends? Was he open as well?
No.
Oh, nobody knew about him?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Did you keep his secret?
I did. And it slipped. Oh my God. It came out. Oh my God.
You came, it came, you outed him? Dexter, you outed him?
So it's not how it happened. It sounds worse than what it sounds like. Okay. It was not.
Let's hear this.
So what had happened was.
What had happened? Okay. That's how it always starts.
No one knew. And then I had befriended someone that mm-hmm. I thought was a really good friend. Rest their soul.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not here anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, accidental overdose. Bless their Ooh. Heart. But, you know, I had confided in this person.
Mm-hmm.
And this person, and then mind you, nobody knew. This person found out it was everywhere.
So you told this person?
I told this person.
Why? Why did you tell them?
I don't know why I told him. I felt comfortable. I felt like we were cool enough.
Oh.
And then also too, another thing that I've seen in my life, I've been around like straight people my whole life. I kind of wanted to, I've had moments of wanting to feel a part of it, mm-hmm. which is so stupid, but I've had yeah. moments of, you know, how like, you know, guys and girls can say, you know, who they're dating or like, you know, who they hooked up with or whatever. Mm-hmm, and it's mm-hmm. not a big deal. So I was thinking like, oh, I could do the same. But no, it was another guy. It was an athlete. Mm-hmm. It was someone people like knew a little bit. It was horrible. And like literally, and that happened like my freshman year, you know, we both were underclassmen. And then that was a thing that stayed over our heads for all of high school. I feel horrible for him. It was always, people were always shouting at him, like, you know, putting that on him. And he was an athlete and stuff too.
Oh, he was an athlete. Was he popular?
No, he was like known. He wasn't like popular and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But also, and also too, he wasn't confrontational. Me, I was confrontational. So people were not about to come at me like that and get away with it. But him.
Oh, okay.
He let people come at him slick, you know? So that was unfortunate for him.
Did he confront you about that or no? He was just, did he ever ask, why would you?
He actually didn't.
Wow.
I actually apologized to him for it though. After high school, I did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But during that time, were y'all still like hooking up or was it a one and done?
Oh, it was. So the first time, oh my God, I remember it. So it was like, what was it? Like January 9th, 2008.
Okay.
And then, because I remember it was Martin Luther King break from school. I remember this. And it was that. And wait, no. Oh my God, wait. But yeah, he lived close.
Okay.
And I cut class, went over there. And that was the first time. Mm-hmm. And then the second time was during the break.
Okay.
And then we did.
During the break? Again. The second time was during the break.
The Martin Luther King break.
Okay, got it.
And then I don't think we didn't hook up again for all of high school, actually. And then after high school, it was like, oh, okay. We actually after high school, we actually tried to be friends. Like, we mm-hmm. actually tried to like actually hang out and kick it and stuff like that. And it was kind of like, because he was like, he's like, he's straight or whatever.
Oh, he's straight? Or is he bi?
Well, maybe bisexual, heteroromantic.
Okay.
So, like, he'll hook up. Yeah. So, he'll hook up with a dude, but he's not going to date you. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Right. So, like, with females, that's who he wants to be with. That's who he wants to be seen with. That's really? Who he's really, yeah. So, like, I had a lot of female friends. So, he didn't really want to, like, be cool with me, this and that. Because, like, okay, if I like your friend, I think she's pretty, I can't get at her if I'm kicking it with you or they think I'm fucking you. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, there's that. So, I didn't really work out. But we were cool for 2 seconds. And then we just, like, hooked up here and there. You know?
Interesting. And that's interesting because it's, like, when you put it like that, it's, like, I wonder, did he try to hide it from women?
Oh, of course.
Really?
Yeah, of course. And there were girls that like ask him about me and like, yeah, oh yeah. And he'll be like, I don't know nothing about
I
that.
Personally am someone that is not okay with that. Like, why? Why are you?
Honestly, I wouldn't be either. I think if I was a female, I wouldn't be either.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I don't, come on, Keith, don't. That is, in a way, that is non-consensual, to be honest with you, if you are lying about who you are, who you want to be with. Mm-hmm. If somebody's like, I don't want to be with someone like that, but that's just my opinion. I'm guessing some people might feel different, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you said that you had a lot of situationships up until about your last relationship was 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all were together for how long?
2.5 years.
So about 6 years ago is when you had your first relationship, but up until then you had a lot of situationships and what led up to that, because I feel like if a woman was to be in a lot of situationships with no commitment at all, she would be considered promiscuous. And I don't know if that's the definition of promiscuous in the dictionary, but would you consider yourself promiscuous?
Absolutely. Not anymore, but I definitely was. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Where did that stem from, do you think?
You know, they say studies show that like people who are kind of like overtly sexual or this and that is because like something in their childhood happened. Mm-hmm. There were things that happened in my childhood that I didn't realize till like later.
Like absolutely. What?
Well, since my dad wasn't around, I was kind of troubled. Not necessarily troubled, but I was just, there was a lot going on, right? Mm-hmm. And my mom, not having dad there, she was always pushing me towards men to like be like a father figure or like to be that male figure in my life. Mm-hmm. And some of them were really inappropriate, you know, not sexually, but, you know, pushing me towards men and they're just, you know, putting their hands on me and just treating me any kind of way and talking to me any kind of way.
Like violent towards you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like there was this one guy like in middle school. Mm-hmm. I remember like right when like the divorce happened or they separated or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she would have me see him every single Saturday. I was in the seventh grade. I remember. And like I was terrified of the weekends because literally like I did not know what this man was going to do, how this man was going to act. Like mm-hmm. he was so rough with me. He would grab me. Like he would do hella shit.
He was just throwing you around because he, is there a reason for that? For this, he just wanted to throw you around.
Maybe he felt it was kind of like a scared straight type of situation.
Were you a bad kid?
Behaviorally,
semi.
Okay. I was. I mean, I did good in school, but it was just like with people and behavior. No. Just like I always failed citizenship, but passed everything else.
Yeah, I'm just asking to understand why your mom would do that. I'm not saying it's okay that he did that to you. I'm just like, why would she send you to this? Is this a random stranger, just one of her friends?
I mean, she knew through, the Black Firefighters Association. He probably was connected. Okay. You know, she also ran a junior firefighter program.
Okay.
So she was linked to, you know, a lot of speakers and a lot of people in the community and stuff like that.
Okay.
And he was part of the community.
Got it. So, okay. So that was that. He was violent with you as a child. And that kind of, you feel like that kind of might have been a reason that it led to you being.
I mean, those situations can happen to why you like it rough and stuff like that. I also went to a corporal punishment school too. So like they're allowed to paddle you. So like, yeah, so being spanked isn't too bad now, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know. So let me ask you this. At any point, were you like, I made a mistake, I want to go back to the private school?
No.
Okay.
Now. Like, what's crazy is yes, now. I think about that now.
If you would have stayed there.
Yeah. Because I literally like thanked my mom for like taking me there because I went to my Christian school. I went to, it was like all Black kids. It was like no one, there was like no beefs. There was like no fights. There was, you know, oh my gosh, it was nothing serious. All of them now, everybody's collegiate.
Yeah, I was just like, it seemed like it was very scholarly.
Yeah.
So it's, like everybody's, I'm shocked that your parents would let you make a decision.
And
like
I wish
that.
They never did. Don't let your kids decide shit.
I would never. At that age, I honestly don't think a large decision like that for my kid would be valid unless they were like 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I'm like, they're pretty much about to grow into a very young adult. So, but even then, you know, it would have to be a reason behind it. And I'm like, did you have a valid reason? Mm-hmm. You know, did you have a valid reason?
For what?
To leave, to be like, hey, I don't want to go to private school anymore. And they were like,
well, it was just the me not being a part of anything, you know, because, you know, me living so far and I was not able to do anything with any of my friends. So it was like, okay, let me go to school, locally so I can make friends locally, which I never did. I wish I would have learned the BART. I wish I would have still gotten rides, like, for real. Right. And also, too, I definitely feel like it ruined the relationship with my family. Also, I got into, like, smoking weed and then drinking.
No, you shouldn't make that decision. That shouldn't let you make that decision. But anyway, that's in the past and it is what it is now. And let's get into the relationship. So where did you meet your ex?
I met him on Grindr.
Okay, you met him on... Why do you look so dismayed when you said that?
Because you're not going to find your husband on Grindr.
Yeah.
And you're not going to find the love of your life on a fuck app.
Is that what you were looking for?
No. I was not looking for that, but he was such a good person on paper, like Victoria was saying.
Yeah.
And I had a situation like how you were saying. I told him all my interests, and he lied about all his interests. He lied about everything to bag me, literally, because I was so handsome and I looked so good. He wanted me on his arm, this and that. He lied about everything.
Oh my goodness.
He was like, yeah, he's in reality TV. Yeah, he watches Housewives. Yeah, he sees.
Did he really?
No. Girl, I would ask him questions about this and that. And like, bro, like you, I know you don't watch it because your answers, like, I know you have never seen
it.
Yeah,
just keep it real.
Yeah. And then he was the kind of person that like, he has to be involved. So same, for example, if he's sitting right there and we're having a conversation, he knows absolutely nothing about what we're talking about, but he'll just say random stuff just to be a part of the conversation. And he'll know it's dumb. He knows it sounds stupid, but he'll just keep saying it. So that was another thing too.
Was he older, younger?
He was younger. That's another thing too. Okay. I will never date someone still in their 20s.
As you're only 30, right?
Yeah. Like, no, they're all the same.
Oh my gosh, those back then.
Period. Like, and I even told him when I was with him, I was like, after you, I would never date somebody in their 20s ever again. Like, the youngest would be 30, period. And I've always been dealing with dudes older than me. You feel me? Always.
Okay. And so, do you still speak to your ex?
Yes, we're like best friends.
Really?
Yeah, we talk all the time. We text all the time. We don't like hang out or anything like that like we used to, but we text all the time.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So who broke up with who? Did you break up with him or did he break up with you?
He broke up with me.
Okay. And did you see it coming?
Kind of, sort of. Yes and no.
Okay. Yes and no. What was that about?
Well, not seeing it coming because we were kind of trauma bonded because we got together in COVID. So we were definitely trauma bonded. And we hung out like damn near every single day. We were always together. We were each other's bubble. Like literally, we were each other's comfort zone. So I didn't see it in that regard. You know, we were just so a part of everybody, each other's lives. But I did see it coming because I was so miserable. Like I was truly.
During COVID?
No, with him.
Oh.
Yeah, I was really miserable. Like towards the end of the relationship, like I was just like just realizing more and more like I am miserable. Like everything was just horrible.
What was so horrible? Why were you so miserable? What was it? What was that?
We just weren't connected and nothing in common, and then just it wasn't compatible emotionally, sexually, physically. Really? Financially, it was just everything just didn't work. And literally, it was just like all we did was literally just hang out, drink, smoke, and watch Zeus. We would just watch Baddies, Jocelyn's Cabaret, BMF, Power.
So you got him into reality in real life because he wasn't in it for real.
Yeah, so and I actually got him into it. Yeah.
So he really got into it.
Into ratchet television, not sophisticated reality like Housewives. He needs only ratchet because his brain can't compute too much.
Really?
Yeah.
So it took you 2.5 years to realize this?
Yeah.
In the first year, in the first year, you didn't notice that we aren't compatible.
You know what's interesting? Okay, let me start from the beginning on that mahogany. Because
okay. I'm like,
when
we
met
red
on
flag.
Grindr and we hung out, okay. I was like, it was kind of like a, at first sight, you know what I mean? Because he was not my type. He was super disheveled looking. He was not kept.
He was not a roughneck?
No.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to try something different.
Was he? But he wasn't preppy or anything. He was just disheveled.
Disheveled, like leaving the house, wrinkled, stains.
So he didn't care about his appearance.
He didn't give a fuck. And no one in his house told him anything because they didn't give a fuck. They all. So in the beginning of the relationship, I didn't want to. You know, I didn't want it to be, okay, maybe this is the one that got away. You know, I don't want someone else to get my blessing. You know what I mean?
Because, oh, that's how you felt.
Yeah, because I was like, you know, because the conversation was so amazing. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, he's not my type. But, you know, teeth can be fixed. Skin can be cleared. Weight can be lost. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And I was like, right, you can give him style. You can teach him how to dress, this and that. You know, so I was like, okay, let me try that. Blah, blah, blah. But it just, oh, man. Yeah. So I was like, let me try this and that. And I was like, okay, in the beginning, it was cool. You know, I was like, okay, you know, he's like super loving and, you know, he like cares. And then like, you know, just like realizing, you know, what really matters, you know, like in life. I was like, you know, this isn't enough. Love isn't enough. You know, you can't pay a bill with love. You know?
Interesting. Yeah. What's interesting is that you felt this way, but instead of you breaking it off, he broke it off.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming.
How?
You know, also too, I was going through a lot and he was very helpful. So it was like, I needed him.
What were you going through?
We needed each other. I was homeless.
Okay.
Yeah, I was homeless. Yeah.
Was he as well?
No.
And he wouldn't let you stay with him?
I couldn't. His family didn't like me. Oh, also too, that was another thing. He just came out recently. He was just doing the whole fake straight thing. Oh. His family didn't. Yeah.
So
I was only his second boyfriend he's ever had.
So he brought you around his family and they were like, no.
Pretty much after that. Okay, so it was awkward at first because mm-hmm. they didn't know like he was gay or whatever. And then it got bad because I was still on Grindr while we were dating.
Why were you still on Grindr?
I was very unhappy sexually. So I was going to, I was getting it.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
And was he okay with this?
Absolutely not. He had no idea.
Oh, he didn't know?
He had no idea. And he found out because his brother catfished me. So his brother is actually a scammer on these little gay dating apps, like luring little, can I say the F word? Not the F-U-C-K word. Can I say F-A-G-G? Can I say that?
I don't know. Go ahead. I'll just bleep it out.
Okay.
Oh, can you use a euphemism?
The F words. Yeah, okay, so he would rob F words. And so
he could go on the F word.
Yeah, he would rob F words. So, okay. Yes. So he would basically go on these apps and catfish them and basically try to make it seem like, you know, we're going to link up, we're going to hook up. And then he would probably just get money out of them, try to rob them or whatever. So
was he gay?
His brother might be, because there are some rumors that went around. You know, and for him to do that's very gay.
Yeah, I'm just like...
And also, too, he had male nudes in his... He was being sent male nudes, and he was sending male nudes. So...
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know any straight men who hang out on Grindr to scam people. They hang out on Tinder and scam
Yeah, women. They hang out on Tinder and swindle.
Yeah, they swindle on the women on Tinder, or the men on Tinder. I mean,
and that was super interesting, too, because his girlfriend knew...
Whose and his, girlfriend?
The brother's girlfriend that catfished me said she knew, and like they would do it together. So I was like, oh, so like you knew your boyfriend was sending me pictures of his dick and his ass. Right? Oh, you knew that?
And you guys they just knew there. You.
They knew me, yeah.
And they were like, oh, this is dick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they completely lured me, completely went full into it. Was like, oh, yeah, let's link up, meet me in South San Francisco, all this stuff. I went out there, yeah. Like to kick in, stuff like that. And it, you know, yeah.
Were they there?
No.
Oh my gosh. So you went all the way to the South. And oh my gosh.
Yeah, and they were never there.
Well, you know.
And it was a huge blowout.
You were, what do you mean a blowout?
It was a huge blowout. Like they like confronted me. Like they like, no, it was so crazy because I went to go meet up. Because we got into it, hella shit. And so I went to go meet up with my boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. I went to go meet up with him.
After you were supposed to meet up with his brother.
Yeah, and it was a huge blowout. He told him, and then we got into it, this and that. And I was talking crazy in the DM. And I was talking crazy to my boyfriend about his family. And my boyfriend had a, what's it called? He had a tablet. His iCloud was connected. So his brother would be reading his text messages and stuff like that. So knew I was talking shit. So I'm at Bart or whatever to meet my boyfriend. Why old boy and his girlfriend in the coming out the cuts to try to like lure me? I'm like, oh, okay. Like, oh, I guess I'm fighting all y'all. Because that's what I thought. Like, I thought they were coming to jump me.
Wait, stop. Why did you think they were going to jump you? Why?
Because of all the shit I was talking.
This is after they found out that you were cheating on the Grindr. Okay, got it. Okay,
But I'd be like, you're not going to catch me slipping. Like, I'm not just going to let you, like, attack me. No
Were you carrying?
No.
Okay.
I was carrying knuckles,
Okay, got it. Yeah. Listen, I'm from Texas. When somebody say, I ain't going to let you attack me.
Oh, okay.
We ain't going to let you attack me.
Period. I was definitely ready to throw ones. Or if they wanted to do it, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm a Leo, baby. Heavy.
Shout out, Leo.
Heavy. Heavy.
Okay, so they jumped you. Mm-hmm. Did they jump you?
Oh no.
Okay.
No.
What happened? They were just confronting you?
So the boyfriend and the girlfriend come, and then also the brother and the girlfriend come from over here. Boyfriend come from over here. I have like a jacket, backpack, whatever. I'm tucking my stuff. Like I'm ready. Like whatever comes, I'm ready for it. Yeah, I'm ready for whatever. And then, so basically, it was like my boyfriend didn't want us to fight. Mm-hmm. It was just a huge issue. So it was just a lot of, you know, him getting in the way, not letting that happen and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so it never happened. And so we kind of went on a break, but we were still cool. you know, because also too, he still liked girls or whatever. So I wasn't tripping. If you know,
your boyfriend.
Yeah. Cause he was used to, he was actually used to girls. He only hooked up with like three guys before me. And it was so crazy because he thought that like he's gay because he had a threesome. He had like a bi threesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like he only, said, he, okay, he, I'm gay he, now. Literally. Yeah. He only was with there girls forever. And then he had a bi threesome. And then, yeah, he hooked up with that guy in that threesome. And then ever since then, he's like been with guys, but like he still likes, you know, he still likes girls, whatever. So I was like, okay with that. Like, I don't care. Cause I've dealt with, you know, like street dudes, this and that. I've dealt with street dudes, baby daddies, husbands, all that. So I'm used to that. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. Like I'm used to that. Like, you know, being in the background, you got a wife at home, girl at home, baby mama, all that. So I'm like, okay, I'll stay in my lane. You're not gonna hear shit from me. So I was used to that, so I didn't care. But also too, they didn't know that he still likes girls but was dealing with me, and that's none of their business. So like I could have said that. Like I could have been like, oh, you're tripping on me on Grindr, this and that, but he still like pussy. So like, what do you want me to do? Like, you know?
Yeah. Was he pursuing women or no?
No, but like he still entertained. Like if like girls came at him, because he was very into like anime and like video games. Oh. So he was like in that world. So like, you know, if any of those girls or anything came at him or wanted something, like he wouldn't say no.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Which is also another thing too. I'm not a gamer. I'm not into anime. I'm not into none of that
reality
stuff.
All through.
Yeah. So like that was another way we wouldn't have meshed either, because that runs his life. Like literally, he cannot have a full blown conversation about anything unless it is anime or a video game.
And you don't watch any anime?
I don't. I mean, Boondocks. Technically, Boondocks is anime.
Okay. Yeah. Boondocks. I got it. You know what? I like Boondocks. I recently got into an anime called The Titans. Do you know about them?
I've heard about them. Yeah. He actually got me into some clips on some stuff. There actually was some fire stuff. Like Spy X Family. I was into Spy X Family and stuff. Yeah.
So there's
some
anime. I'm not that deep in
now. Sailor Moon. Oh, who doesn't love Sailor Moon?
Sailor Moon. Okay. Okay. Yeah. The stuff. But okay. Good to know. Okay. So you said you didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
So what were the events that led up to your breakup?
Man, we were arguing.
Oh, okay.
There was no sex.
None. Really?
There was like no sex. And then also too, he's like really ungrateful and unappreciative.
Oh.
Yeah, because like then when he would get it, it wasn't enough. And then like
it
wasn't enough. And then like also too, he would like not be okay if it wasn't like a home run. Like you know, you didn't go all the way. We just, you know, did some foreplay or, you know, some oral and stuff like that. That wasn't enough for him, you know. And then also too, there's just nothing about him that turned me on. I just wasn't turned on.
And this was for the whole 2.5 years. You weren't turned on?
I would say towards the last like year or so.
The reason I ask, because I'm just like, wouldn't it be easier since you were already on Grindr to just be like, I don't want to be with you and just stay on Grindr?
Yeah. But I had a hard time like saying no and like saying no and not, you know, being a part of that. And I was just, yeah, I've had a lot of hard times with that. But now I definitely learned from that. And I'm actually happy it happened because I learned a lot from that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely helps me to be, you know, vocal now.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I definitely can say that. And I'm not going to be in a relationship if it's not conducive, if we're not on the same page. Because literally I have like my pinpoint things, you know. Now I'm literally like, okay, what are your do's? What are your don'ts? What are your pet peeves? Okay, I'm going to tell you mine. Okay, they don't align. Then like, no, we're not going to do that. And then also too, I'm like, okay, there's different levels too. So like, okay, is this person someone I actually see myself dating, or is this someone I'm just gonna just hang out with? Or also too, is it someone that's only worth a hookup? Because there's people you fuck and there's people you marry.
Okay.
Right. So I need to have people in those different categories.
So if you have you want to keep people in these categories?
I wouldn't mind, because like, you know, I get lonely, I get bored. You know, I like to be taken care of. I deserve it. I'm handsome. The body is sitting. Okay, I am no longer the fat kid in the room anymore. Okay, I'm to the point now to where, like, I can call you fat and you're not going to be like, look who's talking.
Okay,
okay. I'm there. Okay.
Come through with the confidence.
Period. Yes. Ass fat, slim, thick, no tummy.
Oh.
Soon.
Soon. Good to know. Okay, so he was not satisfied and you were not happy and y'all were fighting a lot. Mm-hmm. So what happened? How did he do it?
Oh, I remember actually we were kicking it outside and I think he just said we need to break up or we need a break or something like that. And then I was just like, okay. And then in my head, I was like, thank God. Like, I was like, thank God, because it was just too hard for me, you know? And then, like, yes, everything I was going through and stuff, it's like, he helped me so much, you know? Mm-hmm. And also, too, I didn't want to lose that, because I didn't want it to be like, okay, if we're not together, it's nothing at all. Mm-hmm. But it's great that, you know, we're still there for each other. You know, we still use each other's subscription logins, you know what I mean? My only rule is don't watch my shit with one of your hoes. That's it. Because I'm not logged in on your stuff, watching it with anyone else. Okay. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. And situationships, yeah, I've had a lot of those and they've been really long. Ooh. And actually, I've had people I've been hooking up with for like 12, 13 years and like we don't know anything about each other. We don't kick it. We don't talk. And I really don't like that. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be like that again.
Okay. So like if you were to be in a particular like relationship, mm-hmm, like married or whatever, you would want an open marriage?
Absolutely not. No. Because really thinking about it, as long as I'm good, you're good, we're good, and I'm taken care of, life is good, I'm chilling, you can do what you want.
That's so interesting because I recently had a friend that said the same thing. Mm-hmm. But he did the reverse. He, his partner before, they were open for like 5 years, and then the current partner, he was just like, I'm not into that and we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. But he was just like, I'm gonna but
because I'm thinking, you know, say for example, if you're into some things that I'm not necessarily into, you want to, you know, have someone over there, you know, that's totally fine with me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean yeah, because also too, I feel like, say for example, if I'm dealing with a guy that still likes women, I can't compete with that. I can't do anything about that. There's no comparison. So it's like, you know, if you want like a female on the side, you know, have your fun. My only thing I feel would have the issue with me is them thinking they have a chance with you, like, more than what it is. Like, me being replaced. That would be an issue for me.
Okay, interesting, because I know you want kids. Mm-hmm. What if that situation did play itself out and a person was to, you know, pop up with a kid?
Pop up with a kid with his side piece?
Yeah. Would you still be okay? Like, okay. I mean, you said you wanted kids.
That would be very difficult for me. That would be very difficult for me. Because then also, too, I'm like, well, we can't really make her a surrogate because I don't want you to be, like, all up on our surrogate. Like, I would prefer if she was, like, a lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not into the throttle.
No, right? Absolutely. Yeah, no like way, no said, how. You're not. No, mm-hmm. No. I really want my person, and I really want to be someone's person for sure. But also too, I need to be satisfied too, because mm-hmm. I need to be satisfied. I need to be stimulated because I'm a big conversationalist. I'm an intellect, you know what I mean? And I'm big on communication. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm big on loyalty because I'm loyal to the soil for
okay,
real.
Okay, loyal to the soil. Serious. Oh,
no questions
yes.
asked. Like if I ride for you, like real Leo, if I ride for you, I ride for you.
Oh my gosh,
no questions.
I'm the same way. Like,
no questions.
Listen, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm, there ain't no games over here.
Right. But. So if you play with me, it's a wrap. It's over. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I would, you know, I really just want my person, you know, I got to be satisfied, you know, we're, you know, sexually compatible, we're mm-hmm. mentally compatible, you know, and also too, we can just have a good time because I'm loving just chilling and hanging out and just vibing, yes. not doing too much. We don't have to do too much all the time, you know, because that's another thing my last relationship showed me because mm-hmm. I'm very rah-rah out there and he's like, you know, like a homebody. Mm-hmm. He kind of chilled me out a little bit and kind of just helped me like relax and just, you know, yeah. like just cool out. You know, we don't have to do all this. We can just hang out.
And that was your only relationship in life.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't dated anyone since.
No. Well, my only, oh gosh, my situationships kind of could seem like relationships because I was dealing with a jailbird for a decade.
Okay, wait, you dealt with someone who was in jail for a decade.
He was in prison.
Okay, can you start from the beginning? So when did you meet this person?
I met him on an app called Tagged. And
he was in jail?
No, he was out. Like he was out when okay. we met.
So and
we
met
were
him on
yeah,
tagged.
We met him we met okay. him on Tagged. We actually he was like in the street dude, like heavy in the streets.
He was a roughneck.
Roughneck, okay. heavy in the streets, baby mamas, selling crack. Yes. So okay. yeah. Literally has been in and out of jail since he was like 11, 12.
Okay.
So yeah. So and we're both Leos. Literally, we're like bro, like a year and 12 days apart.
Is he older or younger?
Older.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we had met on the app or whatever, and I already knew what it was because I was open to kind of, I know how you get down or whatever. You know, you never deal with me like that, but I'm okay with, like, you know, cashing out, taking care of you. You take care of me, you know? And he was
with it. What does that mean, cashing out, taking care of him?
Yes, like giving him some money, you know, to take care of, you know, giving him some money for whatever he needs in life, and he was taking care of me, you know?
Why does he need money if he's taking care of you? I guess that's what I'm not understanding.
Well, okay, you got to look at it. Because also, too, he doesn't deal with dudes. So then there's that. And then, you know, he was, kind of like on some pimp hustle-ish. Yeah.
So he was trying to pimp?
Yeah, I guess. Well, okay, that sounds bad because I wasn't being pimped. I was not being pimped.
Listen, you said he had money, but he was taking care of, and he was taking care of you, but you were giving him money too. So that's why I was like,
he was running game. It's a game, you know, it's running game. I gotta take her to the bay. Like, you know what I mean? So she can understand the lingo.
Take me to the bay. You can't run game on me.
No, but it was kind of like Pretty Woman. He was like my Pretty Woman. And I'm Richard Gere.
But that's where you're Richard Gere.
Yeah.
So you were his sugar daddy.
Yeah.
So he wasn't giving you money. How are he going to take care of you? Oh, you're talking about taking care of you and other... Oh.
Yes, he took care of me.
They call that a... what is that called? I don't even know what that's called.
He was like my pool boy.
He was like your pool boy.
Yeah, the cabana boy.
Okay, yeah. He was your cabana boy. Got it. He would clean your pool. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I love that. Yeah. He would clean my hot tub, make sure it was nice and warm.
Good. Okay. And so he went to jail.
Prison. Yes. So he went to prison. Is he
still in there?
Girl, he can't stay out. So, oh gosh.
So he was in and out for 10 years.
In and out. Well, okay. So when we met. Mm-hmm. And then we were on the app, and then I didn't hear from him for a minute, and I was like, oh my god, what happened? Mm-hmm. And then I found his Facebook or whatever, and they posted, oh, he's here, wrote him. Then, you know, because I had, you know, been sent away and locked up before or whatever.
What did he go, what, you went to jail?
Yes. Oh yeah, that's that too. Back in middle school, I did get sent away. My mom sent me away to a psychiatric hospital, and also too, I was in jail. I fought her boyfriend, like, cracked his head open.
Oh, yeah. You were like, oh.
I was out there, yeah.
Okay, wait, so let's get back to this other guy. Why did he go to jail?
Oh, I think it was drugs and guns. I think it was weapons.
And was he on probation when this happened?
More than likely.
Wow, and so he went away, and you had a record as well.
Oh, no, it was all juvenile stuff. So it was like, it's nothing you could find.
But nothing in your adulthood?
No.
Okay, so you said nothing you can find. So y'all know you can't find nothing on him.
Right.
Okay, so he went away and you, like, held him down?
Yeah, I did. You know what's so funny? In the beginning, because, like, I felt for him. So when I wrote him the first time, I did it because, you know, me being sent away and being locked up, like, I knew how lonely it is and not talking to people. So I wrote him. And then from that first letter, he was like, oh, can you send me 25? And then I'm like, oh, okay, sure. And then that led to tens of thousands of dollars on phone calls, books, commissary, a bunch of stuff. And actually, I actually didn't even meet him for the first. So he was locked up for like 8 years.
But you had met him before he went to jail.
No, I didn't. Not in person.
So y'all met on tag and then he went to jail.
Mm-hmm. And then we were talking the whole 8 years and I held him down for that whole 8 years. The mind fuckery of it all. That's another thing that sucks about being gay. Let me tell you.
What? I know straight women that do that. What do you mean? What is?
I mean, the desperation. I feel like gays are way more desperate. I feel like there's a different desperation chip in us that, like, some straights don't have. You know?
Do you know what a pick me is?
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Pick me. Oh, heavy. Okay. Heavy. Definitely heavy on a pick me on a.
Okay, I was just like, back in the day. I know some.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely manipulated me in a lot of ways too. I remember we got in an argument one time because he got mad at me because I said I wouldn't get his name tatted on me. He was like, yeah, there's this chick that got his name tatted on her titty. And I was like, she a dumb bitch. She's like, that's not me. And then I'm not going to get your name tatted on me, especially if you're not going to get my name tatted on you.
Do you have any names tattooed on you right now?
I don't have any tattoos. I'm pure.
Okay, okay. You could be buried in a Jewish cemetery is what I say, if you don't have tattoos on you.
You can be what?
Buried in a Jewish cemetery if you don't have tattoos on you.
Bigger than a Jewish cemetery?
Buried.
Oh, buried.
You can be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you don't have any tattoos.
I love that for me. Okay. Why not? I love that.
That's what I was told. Someone's like, oh,
that is beautiful. Because before I actually wanted tattoos, I'm so happy I didn't. Because I remember when I was 14, I wanted my first tattoo.
Yeah, everyone at 14 wants tattoos.
It was stupid. I wanted to get Leo Established 94 on my arm.
Okay.
So happy my sisters did not take me. They were like, you're going to regret your first tattoo. Like, da-da-da-da. And they would not take me. At first, they're like, they're going to take me. And I told them, like, no, we're not going to take you. Da-da. So happy they did not, you guys. I'm so happy they didn't.
Good.
Instead, I got piercings. I got, like, a cartilage piercing. Got my ears pierced. Just piercings.
So did you ever meet the jail guy?
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay, back to that. Yeah, so we met when he got out 8 years later. Yes, we finally met. Yeah, met, had her fun, or whatever's clever. And yes, that happened. And then we were dealing with each other. Yeah, for those, because he got out in COVID because of COVID. So that was like 2020. And then we were dealing with each other on and off till around 2023.
Okay.
Yes. And then that's towards the end of that, I was just like, okay, this isn't what I expected it. Because also, too, I wasn't living a dream. That I already knew what it was. I wasn't going to be like, you get out, we're going to be together, this and that. But he was like, he like sold me in dream. It was like playing with me.
So when he got out, y'all met up. Mm-hmm. Were you there at the gate when he got out?
Oh, no.
Okay.
He wouldn't let that happen. I couldn't visit him either.
Oh, really? Okay. So how long was it before he got out, when he got out, that you seen him in person?
Oh, man, I think it was recent. I think it was no longer than like a week or so. It was recent. Yeah, okay, so, I didn't wait long.
Okay, so y'all seen each other, mm-hmm. and did y'all go at each other immediately?
No. You know what's so crazy? That first time we met, it was literally like a movie. It was so beautiful. It was literally like nobody existed. It was literally just like him and I, and like we were like hugging and like cupcaked and like just kissing on each other. And we were just watching TV. I think we were watching P-Valley. I think that's when P-Valley first came out.
Oh, wow.
And we were just on the couch just chilling and playing music. And also, too, he's been locked up since like 2012, 2013. So it's like his first time like seeing like an iPhone. Literally all this new technology and stuff like that he got out to. It was like, yeah, a bunch of stuff.
Because he got out in 2020? Is that when he got out? 2020? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he missed like a whole decade of a lot of stuff.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And you still fool around with this guy?
To this day, no. I cut him off in 2023.
How did that go?
It went horribly because it was just not what I expected it to be. So it was like, you know, I couldn't call it. You know, he wouldn't answer the phone or text back. And then when he wouldn't answer the phone or text back, it wasn't friendly anymore. It was just like, what do you want?
Were you still sending him money in 2023 up until that point?
I gave some money here and there, yes. Yeah. And then didn't give me anything, you know.
Interesting.
And also, too, he got me caught up in fraud.
How? Go ahead.
He got me caught up in fraud. Yeah, he took my debit card.
I was going to say he used your card somewhere.
Yeah, he took my debit card, and him and his cousin put, like, fraudulent checks into the account and, like, forged my signature. And so, like, they put me on the, you know, I had to take care of that. And then, also, too, he got my Cash App permanently banned. For all the fraud he was doing on my Cash App. I'm permanently banned from Cash App. And what else happened? Oh, I got into it with some friends because of him too. Because I had some issues with debit cards, like why he was locked up. So I had some friends I would give cash to if they could, you know, do this for me or that for me. And like if they couldn't, I would like flip out and go back. So I'm like, oh my God, you know, daddy's gonna be mad at me.
Oh, daddy.
Girl, it was deep. It was deep.
Okay, so let me just say something. Moral of the story, I think you're teaching a lot of people a good lesson. Like, if you're being taken advantage of, I feel like people know when they're being taken advantage of, but they don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Don't do it
Listen
to yourself.
To me.
Don't
stop.
Do it to yourself.
Like, you're going to ruin yourself.
Absolutely.
Take it from somebody with an 800 credit score.
That is beautiful. I want to be like her when I grow up. Okay, because my credit score is definitely like in the threes or fours. No, I'm just kidding. It's like 5-6. But
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm not, but I am. Mm-hmm. But listen, that's not the point. The point is that don't let nobody scam you like that. Like, because this is what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. It happened on multiple occasions.
It did.
Why did you keep doing it? Why?
Because I just thought, you know, I was like, maybe this is my roughneck. Oh my God. You know what? You know what's crazy? Also, too, Mahogany, because the loyal to the soil to a fault. Because also too, if I've dealt, because I've just now realized
there's
like
no
recently,
reciprocation for
exactly,
you?
Yeah, it hasn't been, and I've just now realized it that I can't, you know, fuck with people that don't fuck with me. I can't have your back if you don't have my back. No. I can't do that anymore because I've been in so many one-sided situations, and also too, him getting locked up in so many locked up. He's in and out. Ever since he did that 8-year stint, he's been locked up like multiple times since he got out of prison that one time. And you know what the main thing is? I ain't even supposed to be in here. Let me get a dollar for every time I heard I ain't even supposed to be in here.
Right.
Bruh. Okay, I'll probably get back all those thousands I gave to you.
So how did it go bad when you broke up? What was the conversation like?
Well, our last conversation was him being locked up again, of course. And I accepted the call and I'm like, what happened? This and that, blah, blah, blah. And I was basically saying to him, do you think that you need to change something about you? Like change, there's something going on within you or your interactions or something going on that keeps having you in these same predicaments. Mm-hmm. And then he turned it around like, are you trying to say I deserve to be in here or something? And I was like, well, if you listen and clean your ears and listen, mm-hmm. you'll hear what I'm actually trying to say. And he was like, well, let me get off this phone because I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to and whoop de whoop wop. Hung up on him, never talked to him since.
Oh good.
Never talked to him since. Cause also too, I was approaching 30 and that shit didn't fit in my 30s.
Oh good.
It was all in my 20s. I met him, I was like 18, 19, and now I was like 29. I was like, no.
I'm so happy that this person is no longer in your life. Mm-hmm. If they try to come back, I hope that you say no.
Yeah, he's written me, he's called me, he's had people text me and stuff like that. Nothing.
Oh good, good. Mm-hmm. Y'all, give it up for Dexter for saying no. No means no. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, that was a wild roller coaster.
Yeah, we definitely should do multiple parts, you guys, because this is nothing. Mahogany, this is not even like a 3 or a 4. Like, yeah. I have a bunch of other stuff. Oh, I got to tell you the story about insulin man.
Wait, before we go in there, listen, mm-hmm. we're going through breakups. Stories. You only had one breakup, and it didn't seem like you were too sad about it. Were you sad when he broke up with you? So no, the answer was no.
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know.
You know, I don't. You know,
you
so
were not.
Crazy.
You were not
know.
Sad. You don't
but
look
also,
sad.
But also, the situationships kind of sound. Kind of, they kind of count as like relationships, right? Because if you, I mean, ish.
Well, you don't have to break up from a situationship. You could just ghost them. There is just a situationship. It's nothing that's a breakup worthy. It's like, okay, I'm not with you anymore. We're not.
I mean,
we're
dealing
anymore.
With people for like 10, 12, 13 plus years.
I mean, listen, you it's your life. You can consider what it is because it's yours and mm-hmm. you can make that decision.
Absolutely.
For me, I mean, I don't do situations. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's a life that I've never known. I don't know mm-hmm. a life like that. I don't know hookups and situationships. But sure, like if that's what you want to do.
Is that okay? Can I ask you a question? Is that okay? Like when? How old were you when you lost your virginity?
How? Wait, stop. Say that.
Oh, wait. Can I not ask that? Sorry.
Wait. Hold on. How did this get turned on me?
Because I'm like, you're like, no, what did you say? You were like, oh, I'm not into hookups. I don't do that.
Not,
so I wouldn't know.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm very sensitive to any uh-huh. type of bodily fluid. I don't uh-huh. like people sneezing around me, coughing uh-huh. around me. Like, uh-huh. I don't like stuff.
Okay.
And so, no. But okay. I will say this. I've never been with anyone underage because I've never been underage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. My limit is 18. Definitely 18.
No, meaning that you started when you were 14. You were underage.
Oh, yeah.
And he was underage. Yeah. I mean, like, I was, you know, in college. That's what I mean. Like, not.
Oh, not I love that. That's cute. That's I love cute. That.
Anyway, moving on. Tell people where they can find you.
Everybody, I am Bad Dexter everywhere. So that's BADD_Dexter. So that's everywhere. So that's Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. I'm Alan Poindexter on Facebook. So that's PoindexterAlan. So that's Facebook. Also, too, find me on LinkedIn, Alan Poindexter. Where else? Also, too, you guys, Dextertainment. You know, I'm here, Dextertainment, to keep you Dextertained. So you guys got to follow that. Where else? What other socials are there? Oh my god, did I say Snapchat? I'm on Snapchat too.
Okay.
I am everywhere. Literally every single social media platform I am on.
All right.
Follow me.
All right. That is where y'all can find Dexter. Thank you so much for being such a good host today. I keep wanting to call you a host.
Yes. I should be a co-host. We're manifesting.
Yeah, look at you manifesting.
We're manifesting. I'm your number 2.
Right. You are. Look at that. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This is The Break Event, the number one breakup podcast in the world. I am your host, Mahogany, and thank you so much for listening and watching. If you wanna watch, I'm on YouTube, The Break Event. I'm on everything. Yep. Break Event, YouTube, Instagram, mm-hmm. Twitter. Yep. They call it something else, but whatever.
Yep, I'm on YouTube too, you guys.
All right, I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.